luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come girl, easy go.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The House overwhelmingly approved a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, to divest or be banned in the U.S. Prospects in the Senate are cloudy, and a ban might not do any good anyway.
India, the world's largest democracy, banned TikTok in 2020, but ByteDance still reportedly has access to the data of Indian citizens who use the app. And here in the U.S., other social media platforms sell users' data, potentially posing the same kind of security risk. One expert tells ABC News banning TikTok is like patching one hole in a very leaky boat.
ABC's Am Nguyen. Public health officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, home to Phoenix, confirming a staggering 645 heat-related deaths last year. That was more than 50% higher than the year before. David E. Harris died, a Cold War Air Force bomber pilot. He was the first black pilot at American Airlines. He was 89. This is ABC News. The European Union taking a decision on artificial intelligence.
European Union's Parliament approving the Artificial Intelligence Act that it says is meant to ensure safety and compliance with fundamental rights while boosting innovation. It essentially establishes obligations for AI based on its potential risks and level of impact. One Italian lawmaker, Brando Benifei, touting the bill, saying it is the first regulation in the world which puts a clear path for a safe and human-centric development of AI. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Separately, the U.S. is spearheading the first United Nations resolution on AI, a draft resolution aimed at ensuring the new tech is safe, secure, and trustworthy, and that all countries, particularly those in the developing world, have equal access. It tries to close the digital divide between countries and make sure that they are all at the table in discussions on artificial intelligence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. On the campaign trail in Milwaukee, President Joe Biden Wednesday announced $36 million in federal funding to rebuild a stretch of street that connects the city's north and south sides to downtown. Biden says the project will provide wider sidewalks, safer bike lanes, dedicated bus lanes, and modern infrastructure. UW La Crosse has a new chancellor. The UW System Board of Regents Wednesday unanimously approved the appointment of James Beebe, who is currently provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire. Beebe will assume the La Crosse leadership post on July 1st. Managers at the Port of Green Bay say the shipping season has already begun. The first ship of the season arrives Sunday. Usually, ships don't start arriving for several more weeks. Officials at the port say it's the earliest start to a shipping season they've seen in 25 years. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDM.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty fight.
It's cushioned in place, so our cheeks feel fine.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy today with scattered off and on rain showers likely through the day today. We may get 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. High of 52, the wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing overnight, our low 30. Tomorrow sunshine 52. On Saturday, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 50. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his curve. Flying boots and talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you." Didn't even have
woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cause I've held up.
I've seen the things that a woman can do. She'll play the game till you call her bluff. Oh, you never know with a woman in love. Just when you think you've got it all together, if you blink, she'll change just like the weather. Ooh, no matter what you do or say, she's always got to have her way. This is very unpredictable stuff.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Ronnie Millsap, A Woman in Love, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's annual business conference in Wisconsin Dells. Temperatures upper 30s across the region this morning. Could see some rain later today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also be chatting with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Rudin as well. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this week in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the National Farmers Union's annual convention. As we're getting through all of the meetings and convention seasons here right now, of course, the PDPW Business Conference coming up in a few weeks. Well, the broadcasters all have to get together as well. And so we'll have the National Association of Broadcasters annual convention. That'll be coming up in April. And then at the end of April, the farm broadcasters all get together. We'll be getting together in Washington, D.C. with our annual Washington Watch. So a few more meetings yet to go before we begin that spring planting season, which in some cases may have already started, even though it might be just a tad too early. But with the weather we've been having, of course, yeah, there's some guys out there starting to, well, I'll put, you know, a few acres in of beans here or there or whatever. There's even some research folks that are doing that with the beans and corn because they want to just see what happens planting this early. That's one we'll definitely have to follow. Coming up, we're going to have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without Fairness for Farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm labor continues to be an issue, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to help. In particular, the House Agriculture Committee's recommendations on reforming the H-2A program. Joining us from our nation's capital is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, thanks for joining Dairy Radio Now. The House Ag Committee released recommendations relating to farm labor this past week. Could you provide a snapshot on what that report was all about?
Yes, absolutely. So the report stems back from a process that started last year in the House Agriculture Committee. Chairman G.T. Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott appointed an ag labor working group within the committee to look at issues within the H-2A ag visa program that need to be addressed to make the program work better for the ag community, farmers, farm workers, et cetera. While the ag committee doesn't have formal jurisdiction over the program, I think the chairman and the ranking member of the committee felt that the ag committee members have a significant stake in getting the policy right here and could play a role as far as putting out a good bipartisan policy blueprint. So they deputized two of their members, Rick Crawford from Arkansas on the Republican side and Don Davis from North Carolina on the Democratic side, to serve as the co-chairs of the working group. And that group met a number of times over the course of last year and this year, and ultimately arrived at the set of recommendations that were made public last week.
We hear in the headlines about the flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border. How has that impacted these latest discussions?
Well, I think it certainly has impacted the conversation. I think any time we've tried to make progress on ag labor, it does sort of get ensnared in the larger discussions around immigration. And that's always happened. And obviously what's played out now is no exception to that. And so I think that sort of speaks to why the ag committee did what it did, saying, you know, hold on a second. This is really about food security. This is really a specific topic. Let's see if we can't drill down and find some agreement. And they were able to do that with good success. And so while the political climate is challenging as far as moving immigration legislation forward, especially in the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over that space, I think what the Ag Committee did here was a good blueprint and hopefully something that can be worked with.
So this is the step in the right direction for farm labor, particularly for the dairy farmer, according to National Milk.
Well, the recommendations in the report would need to be enacted in the law by way of legislation in order for them to move forward. I think the most salient piece of the recommendation for dairy is the working group's unanimous support for opening up H-2A for dairy farmers and other year-round employers. Because while we've been involved in discussions around the finer points of H-2A, frankly, none of them matter if we can't use the program. And so that key recommendation on opening up the program to year-round, including dairy, that's fundamental and something that, you know, you probably saw we lauded in our own public comments. And if we're able to get into the program by way of the eventual bipartisan legislation, you know, then we can look more closely at some of the other parameters. But goal number one for dairy when it comes to future flow and the H-2A program is getting access.
This has been a push for quite some time because of the impact on the dairy farm. Obviously, this is 365 days a year for the dairy farmer.
Exactly. The cows are milked every day. And that's been a point we've made over and over again on the different immigration debates that have played out, whether the Congress is controlled by Republicans, Democrats, or both. Obviously, right now we're in a period of divided government. But I think any piece of legislation that moves forward in this space needs to have that component for us in the H-2A space. And obviously, we also talk a lot about the importance of protecting our current workforce and their families. This report from the Ag Committee looks specifically at the H-2A side of things. And how to improve H-2A. And so from where we sit on H-2A specific, it was key to have that recommendation on year-round.
You mentioned the division in Washington, which doesn't seem to be anything new, but how likely is this to be something that will move forward on a bipartisan effort and signed by a future president?
Well, I think hope springs eternal when it comes to anything in the labor space, right? It's a difficult election year. A lot of things are stalled right now because of larger politics. And so I don't want to overpromise anybody, but I think we're glad that the committee did what it did. We think that the bipartisan nature of their process only makes their product stronger. And we hope that it can be the inspiration or the foundation for future activity whenever that may come. Obviously, sooner the better, but given the political dynamics, we know that's tough.
Thanks for the time today, Paul. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And for more on the latest news, key issues, programs, and resources, head to nmpf.org. Coming up tomorrow, it's our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? Tell him, man, she ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. My little whiskey girl, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl, ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipe. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses, beer just makes her turn up. She can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on. Yes, girl, oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little. Girl, oh, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges, girl, oh, but I like them rough, yeah, I like them rough.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Toby Keith, Whiskey Girl, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 48 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. At the Mercantile Exchange this morning, the double-digit gains continued in the milk markets overnight. Again, reports are coming out of Texas of potentially reduced dairy production in the Texas Panhandle due to the wildfires, and that has led to the big run-up in milk prices yesterday and so far here in the overnight. April milk up 18 to 16.37, May up 21 to 16.98, June up 21 to 17.72, July up 24 to 1834. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were up 1 to 143. 40-pound blocks steady at 143.5, one trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 284, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 116.25, one trade. Dry whey up 1 to 43, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called mixed today. Live cattle futures have moved out of their trading ranges Wednesday and are poised to move higher. Traders are optimistic cash cattle may trade higher this week. Hog futures still didn't find any solid support, but nearby contracts were able to close about a dollar above the lows on the day. April live cattle opened the day at 189.92, June 186.05, August 184.37. March feeder cattle open at 250.27, April 255.85, May 258.60, April hogs open at 84.87, May 91.85, June 101.72. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets relatively flat. Soybeans are moving higher, wheat moving mostly lower. A lot of this is positioning ahead of the U.S. export sales report. March corn down a half this morning at 426, May up or down now 1 to 440.25, July down 3/4 to 452.75. New crop steady at 473. March beans up 6.75 to 1188.5. May up 5.5 to 1202.25. July up 5 to 1215.25. New crop up 4 to 1190. May soybean meal up $2 to 338.40. May soybean oil up 25 cents to 48.82. Chicago wheat, May down 7.75 to 536.5. July down 7 to 551.25. Minneapolis wheat, May down 4.75 to 658.75. Energy markets higher once again this morning. April crude oil up 68 cents to 80.40. May up 61 cents to 79.91. Meanwhile, April and May, or April gas now steady at 266, but May up a cent, also at 266. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Market Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 386, April 389, May 392, new crop 418. Cash beans at 1112, April 1117, May 1122, new crop 1101. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn March 4.25, April 402.25, May 403.25, new crop at 418. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn 391, April 405, May 405, new crop 423. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound. Cash corn 381, April 384, new crop 418. Cash beans 1116, April 1119, new crop 1111. Allied Cooperative Blair. Cash corn 391, new crop 418. Cash beans 1112, new crop at 1101. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 416, April 417, May 419, new crop 423, cash beans 1169, April 1172, May 1175, new crop 1131. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 380, new crop 418, cash beans 1117, new crop 1111. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 164 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 137 to 169, market cows 86 to 124, bulls 118 to 167, calves 400 to 960, beef steers 171 to 345, Holstein steers 168 to 305, sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 205 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 235 and down, bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 275 to 440, fed lambs up to 205, ewes 120 to 175. That is the Chekhov Markets reporting from the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's annual business conference. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Espanol.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
name on the back of her belt. She got a kiss on her lips for her man and no one else. A coyote's howling out on the prairie. First comes love, and then comes marriage. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. Yeah, give me a, give me a, give me a redneck girl. Give me a, give me a, give me a redneck girl. You got to give me a, give me a, give me a redneck girl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Had a chance to talk with Darren during the NFU convention on Monday. And thank you to Wisconsin Farmers Union, along with the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Synergy Co-op, Osseo Plastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op, our newsmaker sponsors. And Darren, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess first for this year, you had the honor of introducing former President Dennis Rosin, former Wisconsin Farmers Union President Dennis Rosin, for his achievement award, which was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing on the opening night.
Yeah, it was, and certainly looking at his tenure with Wisconsin Farmers Union, served well over 40 years on the board, but had an 8-year stint as the president too, and really seen our organization through some of its toughest financial times, when you have to go to the office just to do the work for the folks that you can't pay, secretarial work, whatever. Dennis was there through that process and got that all done, and certainly have to credit him for his determination just to make sure that the organization stayed alive, but then also helping get us to the point where we're at today, in really good financial shape. Our membership continues to grow, and with that leadership that he had over those previous years, got to be thankful for something like that. And then on a national level too, going to D.C. and testifying on behalf of Wisconsin Farmers Union members and members of National Farmers Union across the country during those years as president certainly made a difference. And he helped organize some of the penny auctions in their neighborhood back in the farm crisis of the 80s. And so, yeah, he's a true champion for us.
And, you know, I had a chance to talk with Dennis's son, Dave, and, you know, he's on the board, so he's kind of following his dad's footsteps. But, you know, we kind of mentioned that there's farmers unions open to everybody. You don't have to own a farm. And sometimes I think people forget that.
Yeah, you know, certainly one of our requirements is that you're a member of a cooperative. And so whether it's a food cooperative or an electric cooperative, you could even be a part of an art cooperative and be a member of Wisconsin Farmers Union. So, you know, our membership can be really, really broad, and that's kind of what we've been stressing over the years, that we are that big tent and certainly want to help develop cooperative models because it's a good economic model for a lot of different industries, but make sure that there's that voice in Madison and D.C. for pretty much every aspect of agriculture and the economy.
Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden this morning, had a chance to talk with Darren during the National Farmers Union Convention. We talked on Monday of the convention, and earlier on this Monday, we had a chance to hear from Secretary Vilsack. Your thoughts on what he had to say to the members?
Well, certainly, a lot of good information. Again, get a more direct answer on what's probably going to happen with the Farm Bill, which is, still really up in the air. There's some things that the Secretary can certainly do, to move that process along, but he also knows that he's got to implement it too, so wants to make sure that there's proper procedures, the the complexities of our federal government right now and just some of the fights within the House of Representatives is probably going to make it more difficult to get the Farm Bill passed than anything. But, you know, it sounds like their agenda certainly has the time frame to get something done this year. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen. The Farm Bill has generally been a nonpartisan issue over the years. Over the last couple cycles, though, it seems to be getting worse. And so we need to really get back to that point where, you know, our food system is the most important part of the country. So let's get rid of the partisan bickering and get the Farm Bill passed so not only the farmers but the industry really has a direction on where we're going to go and what we need to do.
Also today, during his speech, he announced this new U.S. Made in USA labeling rule for livestock, which is it has to be born, raised, and processed all in the United States. It can't move around to an out-of-country feedlot or an out-of-country processor. It's got to all be here to have that Made in USA label and American flag on it if you want to do that. Obviously, Farmers Union and Wisconsin Farmers Union are always supportive of country of origin labeling. Is this kind of a way around the WTO rule?
Yeah, it is, you know, in many conversations, because it's been, 8 years now since COOL was taken away from the beef sector. And so this is going to allow our beef producers to actually get closer to the consumer, too. And that's really what the consumer has been asking for decades already is, you know, I want to know where my beef comes from. I want to know where my milk comes from. I want to know where the, you know, other food products they buy comes from. So this will allow us to make that closer connection, but it's also going to make sure or allow us to keep some of those imports out of the country that right now people think is actually from the U.S. So those products are going to have a different label on it, so you'll know if it's Canada-born or Mexican-born or if it's across the ocean, too. And that allows us to have that closer connection with our consumers.
Are you hoping that something like this, right now it's obviously just on a livestock basis, but expand it. You mentioned milk. Well, you know, or cheese. I mean, there's things that are important. Do you think that this is something that may have to be expanded to other parts of agriculture?
Well, and certainly, yes. It needs to be to those parts that are not currently in anything. The COOL law actually is still in effect for some products. So, fish, other products are there. So this one is centered on beef, which is great, but we need to get it for the other one. So is this the test mechanism to see how it goes? And if it goes, then we'll move on to the other ones and get that done too. So we should just be able to label everything made in the U.S. that follows within those standards, and hopefully that'll come down the line sooner than later.
Talking with the Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden this morning. Had a chance to talk with President Von Ruden during the National Farmers Union's annual convention. We talked on Monday of the convention. And I noticed this, and I had a chance to talk with the secretary when we had a press conference. I don't know if you noticed it or not. He didn't mention anything about the federal milk market order. Were you kind of disappointed about that?
Yeah, a little bit. And probably why he didn't is because of the process where it's at right now, where they're in that discovery phase at the federal order system to get all of the papers that were written in language there and trying to figure out, what that next mechanism is and get that ready to go so that they can put it in front of Congress to move it forward in that process. So, the frustrating part is, though, because of where the dairy industry is at right now, producers are trying to produce milk at 50% of cost of production level, and so farmers are still going out of business at way too high of a rate. And when you put the numbers together, it's a rate that's twice as fast today as it was in the 80s when you look at the numbers where we're at. So how are we going to, change that? Federal order system is the easiest way to do it. I think something that we learned this morning now, too, is that the secretary doesn't have some of the same provisions under the federal milk marketing order that he had before the 2018 Farm Bill. There were some things that were stripped away from him there, or, any secretary of ag at that point. So, we got to try to figure out how we can get some of that back into the secretary's hand to help in emergency situations.
talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Finally, with all of the Wisconsin members, this is really a chance, one, to chat with obviously other members throughout the country, but a lot of different learning sessions. What have some of the other Farmers Union members from Wisconsin been telling you about what they've been going to see and that sort of thing?
Yeah, certainly, we've been trying to keep a close eye on what's going on landowner rights, and South Dakota is really in the middle of the battle zone right now on eminent domain and how their state government is trying to, tell farmers that they have to give their land away basically to a pipeline company. And, it's not that we're against the pipeline, it's the mechanism that they're using to get the land available. And so I think we're probably going to have a few members go to that, looking at some of the climate change stuff too. We've got a couple different grants at Wisconsin Farmers Union that we're working on right now on climate change issues, so trying to get more education, see what other opportunities might be out there, but looking forward on how farmers can be a part of the process to clean up the environment versus just always being accused of being the bad actor. So, I think it's a very positive thing. And then I believe there's something on renewable energy coming up too that we haven't been to yet.
And finally, before I let you go, give us an update on the new headquarters, the new building in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, so we run into a few stumbling blocks when you start working on an older building, but we're hoping to be open by the 1st of October. We're really shooting for mid-August when Farm Tech Days is in Chippewa County and be able to, hopefully do that. But because of some delays in construction and an issue with trying to get electricity into the building, we're about a month behind right now. And so, things go faster. If we have the right weather this summer, maybe things will go faster and we'll be ready a little sooner. But it's going. It's really looks a lot different in the building today than it did a month and a half ago. So,
I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expect plenty of clouds today in our ag weather forecast as a front begins to move through. We'll also have breezy conditions as well. We'll still have the elevated fire conditions, and it looks like that cooler weather will continue into the weekend and into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 38% to 43%, northeast winds at 10 to 15. We could see 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation today. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, and relative humidities at 92 to 97%, north winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, northwest winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the west at 9 to 13. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. For Monday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little of everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Duran Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Duran Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When I see a snake, my knee-jerk reaction is to get rid of it. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. I'm sure it's just looking for a mouse to eat, but sometimes you do have to take control as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I like being up close and personal with snakes, especially since it's hard to determine which ones are poisonous. The rattlesnake easily makes his presence known, but for others, well, you have to get a little closer to them. Brian McGowan is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says another way to tell if a creepy crawler spits venom is to look into